Right, happy Friday. Today's Friday, October 29th, last trading day of October. With me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Hey, Mark, how is it going?
Good morning, Marcus. It's going to be a spooky trading day.
Yeah, 2 days to Halloween. It's the Halloween weekend. Well, I mean, nothing spooky about the markets yesterday. I mean, the S&P made new record highs. The NASDAQ made new record highs. The Dow, nah, not yet, but I mean, it's right there at new record highs. I mean, this is what we saw yesterday. And I mean, earnings are still in focus.
Yeah, it's all about earnings right now. We've mentioned it last couple of weeks. I mean, earnings season gets real busy last 2 weeks of October heading into November. And about 50% of the S&P 500 companies have reported, with more than 80% of them beating Wall Street expectations. So pretty solid earnings season. And traders are feeling pretty optimistic until some tech earnings came out.
Yeah. But I mean, overall, I mean, we're looking really good for the months, right? I mean, for the months, for the S&P, we're up, what, 6.7% right now. For the Dow, we're up 5.6% for the month. And then the NASDAQ, how much is the NASDAQ? It was like more than six, almost 7%, right? Isn't it 6.9%?
Yeah, that sounds about right. 6.9.
So, I mean, it has been a terrific month. Now, this earnings season continues for what? I would say another 2 weeks, right? This is when we get the bulk of the earnings. But yeah, big tech was on deck this week. And I mean, big tech reported, some of them good. And yesterday we had some dampers here, right? Let's talk about that.
Sure. So Amazon, we could take a look at Amazon, and Amazon down 4 or 5% pre-market. They missed earnings pretty badly. Same with revenue expectations. So earnings per share were much lower. $6.12 reported per share, and this is compared to an $8.92 estimate. So a pretty big earnings miss. Revenue was also lower. Amazon blamed supply chain issues and labor shortages, which is, again, we've heard about it, but it seems like, you know, some companies were kind of getting away from it, saying that we're good, things were pretty good. Amazon said that that is an issue, and they're also delivering lower guidance for the upcoming holiday period, which is a huge period for Amazon. Yeah. The company's CEO cited labor shortages, higher employee costs, global supply chain constraints, and increased freight and shipping costs. So that kind of puts the supply chain and inflation issues right in the spotlight.
Yeah. I mean, talking about supply chain issues, Apple also yesterday reported earnings. Apple down in pre-market 3.6%. And yeah, they said, we have supply chain issues. We can't get the new iPhones. We can't get the new Macs into the stores. And we need this. And when being asked, so dear Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, what do you think? How long is this going to last? And he said, I don't know. In his words, it's unclear how long it will last. So this is, of course, not what investors in Apple want to hear, because yes, they have the new lineup, and now with the chip shortage, I mean, they can't get it in the stores. And we know that the fourth quarter, and especially right now, November and December are big shopping months. So yes, super important for Amazon, super important for Apple. And this is why both of these heavyweights are down this morning. And I mean, this is what also this morning is dragging down the NASDAQ, because I mean, these are heavyweights in the NASDAQ. If you look at the weighting of the NASDAQ, we see that the number one company is Apple, and then we have Amazon, and just these two combined make in the weighting 18.5% of the NASDAQ. So I mean, if these guys are down 4%, yeah, we can take a look at it in a moment here where we stand pre-market, but oh boy. So might be a rocky day for the NASDAQ.
Right now, futures are down 0.9%, and we'll see if there's some more follow through. But you're right, a little bit of a miss for two big players in the tech sector. I did see that. So it was the first revenue miss for Apple since 2017. Tim Cook did say that he expects solid year-over-year revenue growth. Apple hasn't provided any official guidance since the start of the pandemic, so they've been a little shy to let people know what the guidance is. But he did say that he expects solid year-over-year revenue growth. But for now, pretty disappointing.
Yeah, and I mean, we'll see. We have this neck-to-neck race of who is the most valuable company in the U.S., and we have Apple and Microsoft. And Apple right now sits at a $2.52 trillion market capitalization as of yesterday, and Microsoft actually sits at a market capitalization of 2.43. So, what is it, 900 million behind? And today, it seems that Microsoft could overtake Apple as the most valuable company in the US. I just thought it was interesting because Microsoft, I mean, we talked about it. They, their earnings were really good and they're skyrocketing here.
They could be pulling away with market cap there.
Yeah, we'll see. All right. In other earnings, Starbucks. So Starbucks also this morning down 5%. Did you see what happened there?
Yeah, Starbucks beat earnings expectations by a penny, but revenue came in lower than expected. And they said that specifically they had some issues with numbers in their Chinese market because of COVID. So COVID having an impact on their overall numbers and traders not liking their earnings, down 5%.
Yeah, and I just switched to a weekly chart here so that we see during the pandemic, of course, they got hit. They had to close their stores. But then, I mean, they recovered pretty good. But recently, they're stuck here in this range between $110 and $130. And it seems that today we're dipping below this range that they were trading in, going back to $107. So that'll be interesting. Let's see what happens here with Starbucks. All right, what else is going on? What else do we have?
U.S. Steel, we could look at ticker X.
Oh my gosh, that's a stock that we have been trading a lot. We like X. We like trading the wheel on X.
It's been a fun stock to trade this year. Don't have shares right now and kind of wish I did because U.S. Steel is up almost 9%, 10%, 11% looks like pre-market.
Yeah.
They had a pretty impressive 11%. Wow. They had a pretty impressive earnings beat, reporting $5.36 a share versus $4.85, which was expected. Also beating on revenue, and this comes after steel shipments have surged. So real nice revenue beat there and earnings win.
There you go. All right, we got to talk about Facebook. I mean, Facebook had a rough few weeks. I mean, Facebook, September and October was rough with all these documents being leaked and all the Facebook papers being published and the whistleblowers. So, I mean, it was rough. But then yesterday, Mark Zuckerberg said, you know what? We're going to change our name. We're no longer Facebook. We are now
Meta.
So what do you think about this?
I get what he's doing. You know, just like Google changed their name to Alphabet, so they have a parent company because they wanted to be known as something more than just a search engine, and Facebook doing the same. You know, so yes, Facebook has been their, well, it will probably continue to be their flagship product, but they're getting into, you know, virtual reality and you know, other social media. So they want to switch things up a little bit, probably distance themselves a little bit from some of the negativity too, because when Facebook just for some people has a negative connotation there. So
yeah, but I mean, the question is, does this really work? I mean, who calls Alphabet Alphabet? We all call it Google, right? I mean, and when did they make the name change? I mean, this must have been now 2 years ago, maybe even three. I don't know, because I mean, last year, 2020, I mean, it's almost like condensed. It doesn't exist on my calendar because it was just such a weird year. So, I mean, it has been years ago and we're still calling it Google. Now, here's the interesting thing. I mean, for years, we have been talking about these so-called FANG stocks, right? Which are Facebook, and then it is Amazon, then it is Netflix, and then it was Google. And this is where we already had the problem. Okay, now Google renames it. And you know what? This is where I also said we should probably include Apple in this whole darn thing. So this is where Apple was added, and then it was called Fanga, or F-A-N-G. So this is where here we have Apple. So now, I mean, with this whole Facebook thing, we have to remove the F and add an M, because they are changing their ticker symbol, right? They're changing their ticker symbol from FB on Facebook to, what was it?
MVRS.
MVRS.
On December 1st.
Okay, they call themselves Meta, but now the ticker symbol will be MVRS. I mean, I don't know. At least when Google renamed itself to Alphabet, they kept their ticker symbol. I mean, thanks, Google. Really appreciate that. Because here, they couldn't name it Meta because Meta was already taken. There's an ETF that is called Meta.
I just pulled it up. I wonder if there will be some knuckleheads buying the ETF today.
There might be something good to try. No, not really. I mean, it was up yesterday a little bit, but it's down pre-market. So now it seems that it, what is it? It's Roundhill Ball Metaverse ETF. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, Facebook. Yeah, but I mean, with all the troubles that they have, I mean, is this just a smokescreen for distraction? I don't think people are getting too distracted. I mean, I understand, as you said, what they're doing, but geez, we'll see. Okay, let's see what's happening here pre-market. I mean, all three major indices are down. I'm bringing up a five-minute chart of the E-mini S&P, and we're looking at the futures markets here. And pretty much, yeah, since we opened yesterday afternoon, a steady decline here, and we see the same in the Dow hanging in there, and the Nasdaq. Yeah, Nasdaq hit a little bit harder. So right now we're down almost 1%. You said it, 0.9%. So this might be actually a really good day for trading the wheel strategy, right?
I'm open. We got into a couple trades this week, but wouldn't mind having some more wheels.
Hey, I saw one more thing and I wanted to show it to you. You know, A&W, the burger chain. And so they are finally fixing a big marketing blunder that they did back in the 80s. So after 35 years, they're fixing its biggest marketing fail. So let me just briefly tell you what happened here because it's just so funny. Let's see. The picture disappeared. Okay, let me just bring it back there here. You see, so McDonald's had the quarter pounder, and in the 80s, they actually said, okay, we have a third pounder. And people didn't like it because people thought that a third pounder is less than a quarter pounder. These darn fractions, right? So this is where right now they're no longer calling it a third pounder. They're calling it a 3/9 pounder. With 3/9, they say this is where it's probably, yeah, people understand that it is bigger than 1/4. But you see, the problem is that they do here. The fourth, they're elevating it. I mean, why would you do this? Why? I get it. On the scale, right? I mean, but you have to see it.
It's on the scale, but yeah.
Okay, AW. Who knows? We'll see. Okay, anyhow. So, yeah, it might be a good day for the wheel strategy. We'll see. Otherwise, we also have a few PowerX trades open there. They're very good. So if you're interested in learning more about our strategies, we have a few videos popping up, and there's also probably links in the description. So have a great trading day, and a great Halloween weekend, whatever you're doing this weekend.
Happy trading, everybody.